5 new crystal caves never before seen and impossible to believe. Into the Lost Crystal Caves, coming soon on Nat Geo.
This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute? You're in the supermarket and a man collapses. He's gasping. It's CPR time. But wait, was it 20 compressions, 2 breaths, or 15 to every 1 breath? Can't remember? Well, you may not have to, because there's hands-only CPR, pressing the chest fast and hard about 100 times a minute, no mouth-to-mouth, and it saves at least as many lives as traditional CPR. That's according to a study in the Journal of the American Medical Association. 5 years ago, the state of Arizona, with lots of senior citizens, launched a campaign to educate its people about hands-only CPR. They hoped bystanders would stop panicking about breath-to-compression ratios and touching mouth-to-mouth, and possibly save more lives. It seems to have worked. Looking at 4,400 cardiac arrest cases, researchers found that the rate of bystanders performing CPR shot up 50%, and the percentage of Arizonans surviving cardiac arrests went from 4% to 10%. In fact, the odds of surviving were actually better when cardiac arrest victims received hands-only CPR compared to mouth-to-mouth. So if it's hero time, think staying alive. It's got the right 100 beats per minute. Call 911 and start pumping. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.